working. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way, way back.
Going way, way back to the early days.
Rocking it, got fresh stuff.
Money days,
you know how
we do it. Give it, party people, suck. Funky, don't listen to.
Y'all ready for this?
It's the Going Way Back Show with Money P, home to classic hip hop, raw and uncut. Welcome everybody to another very interesting show. My guest today will be West Coast hip hop pioneer King T. Now I know a lot of people, in my opinion, slept on King T, and probably the fact that, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, most of the hip-hop coming out of the West Coast was primarily, you know, what we call gangster rap. And the fact that, you know, he wore khakis and dressed in that L.A. attire, people didn't recognize him as a true MC. You know, King T was straight hip-hop and actually influenced me heavily. It's not a lot of times when an artist has a catalog that can pretty much fill up a whole show. But that's what's happening with this one. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hear a lot of King T. We're going to hear a lot of the Liquid Crew, you know, which he co-founded. That includes the Alcoholics, Exhibit, Strong Arm Steady, you know, Feel the Agony and whatnot, Defari. They all came from King T. He was the foundation of rocking that whole shit. So definitely want to peek this. And most of the times our interviews are, you know, we get on, we chop it up, and they go about 10 minutes or so. But, you know, King T had a lot of interesting information, so I'm gonna run it in its entirety because I could do that. And I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it. So that's what that is. What's been going on with me? Of course, it's summertime. I'm pretty sure you guys are all enjoying that. If not, get out there, goddammit. Doing a lot of shows. And, you know, I was telling y'all, I think last week, that, you know, it was going to be a big change up in my club. You know, for those of you who are out in the Inland Empire, Los Angeles area, you know, Way Back Wednesdays, which I did, is now Check the Fresh. And it's at the Jazz Cafe in Ontario, California. Grand opening July 6th. That's Wednesday, July 6th at Jazz Cafe in Ontario, California. My special guest will be the homie, Big Psych. Baby! Y'all know Big Psych, Tupac, Thug Life and whatnot. He's gonna be in the building. So if you're around, come around and get down with the get down. It's Throwback Get Down, y'all. Check the Fresh. Money B and Dennis Blaze and DJ Icy Ice from the Beat Junkies. Don't get no better than that. Also, I'm going to be doing Taking It Back Tuesdays at the Fox. You know what? Damn it, I got to find the information. The name of the spot. It's a new spot as well. On Tuesday nights, and this is in Pomona, California, downtown, right next to the Fox Theater. You know where the Fox Theater is if you're in Pomona, California. So get there, and that's with me and my man Nolan. Gonna be body painting, B-boys in the house. You know, we keep it hip-hop. So got a lot of things going. Of course, the K&M will be rocking. City near you. Got a couple of shows. Not sure when you're hearing this. But this Saturday, June 18th, we'll be in Hobbs, New Mexico. If you're around the area, there's a big festival. God damn it, I probably should get more information before I start spitting shit out. But that's niggas for you. By the end of the show, I'll have it though, so don't trip. Anyway, kick back, buckle up, enjoy the ride. It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B. And we're going to start it off with King T, how he started it off. Payback's mother. Motherfucker.
What up, everybody? It's the capital V-A-N-A, capital V-A-N-E, your one and only master ceremony. They call me the great one, Dana Dane. I'm right here on the Going Way Back Show with my people, Money B. It's live, baby. Classic live.
See, not long back when I was 17, when I walked in, a jam suckers look at me mean. They wouldn't give me respect. Told girls I was whack, you shouldn't have did that, brother. I'm here for the payback.
Damn. I'm mad.
They spread a rumor about the king that said that I was a front. All my rhymes are whack. All my it wrong, but I didn't let it bother me. Took my time, sat at the kitchen table, wrote some rhymes, and now that I'm 18, I'm not a kid no more. I can walk in the nightclub and walk across the floor. I'ma show you I'm good, make you wish that you could do the things that I do. If I could teach you, I would. See, back then you didn't like me, I stayed in your path. See my name on the flyer, you giggle and laugh. Tell people I'm soft when I can really get off. Didn't know it, now I show it, I'm the hip-hop boss. See, people like you are known for faking, fronting and bluffing and perpetrating, biting and lying and always waiting for me to come around and see how much I'm making. See, money I get, cause I'm a pro at this trade. See, you thought you got away, but you're about to get paid. Told girls I was whack, shouldn't have did that, brother. Look, I'm King T and my payback's some other. You know what? Rhymer. Yeah, you must know this, I'm cooler than most. Most of all, I'm so cool, never smacked on no crack, cause I'm too busy in school. See, I just think you're jealous, and you envy my style. You hear my rhyme say it's weaker than your mind. You're saying wild, tell people I'm ugly, and I got big lips, but as I walk by your girl, you wanna ride King Stiff, going down in fame. Just remember my name, not a sapper with an afro, a king with a brain. If a sucker gets beef and wanna battle, let him come. Forget dinner, where's my gun? After that, I set a trap, even though I feel tipsy. And I ain't even got busy. I'm great, some people say that I'm a genius. You said my crew is right, you haven't even seen it. So I get your back, you can't survive too long. Telling lies about the king, but I can take it, I'm strong. Got an Emmy in your rap for using my cool strategy. Rapping was nominated to get an Academy. The girlies I get, suckers probably get mad at me, but I don't care. King T is the baddest, see, feeling's my trademark. I'm going for a medal, letting off some steam, like fire to the kettle. Sporting real gold and a baseball cap. Y'all suckers, I'm here for the payback. On the streets of LA, I'm going out, been hanging around the house all day. So I'll take me a shower just like a big daddy. Stop at the Arco, put some gas in my caddy. I'm on my wheels, shine up my Dayton's. Check my 12 gauge, I see Jack is just waiting. Got it in my car, rolled up the tinted glass. Look for my Zap tape to pop in my dash. Can't find it, forget it, went under my seat. Found my old 5 tape of the song Knee Deep. So I popped it in, then I pumped it up. Love hearing funk because disco sucks. My body got chills when the bass started pounding. I took off because I'm going to town. It won't be back till morning, don't have to go to school. Better get ready, I'm finna act a fool. But wait, hold up, hold up. What's up, man? Now I'm on the move, got a grand in my pocket. Reached for my phone, plugged it in the socket. Heard a dial tone, so I dialed up Aladdin. He answered the phone and said, what's up? I said, what's happening? I said, what's happening? He said, where you been? I've been trying to get in touch. The party's in watts. I said, I don't give a fuck. If you wanna roll, just wear neutral colors. If anybody asks you, just tell them you my brother. My brother at the store to buy me a Cisco. A 40 ounce and some crackers by Nabisco. A pack of 10, then I pulled out a 10 and said, fuck it, Super Socko and Jen. I finna act a fool. 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 On my way to get Latin, feeling like a pimp till my tape started dragging. It's an old tape anyway, it ain't no thing. Pulled it out and slapped the Dana Dane. Got to Latin's house and I hung my horn. He said, when we coming back? I said, 6 in the morning. So I got in the car, looking half dead. So I gave my Cisco and took the 40 to the head. Now I'm feeling tipsy and I'm headed for Watts. But wait, what do I see sitting at the bus stop? Sexy Susanna had a butt that kills. Pretty long hair, but they say it's not real, a Latin yell. She threw a rock in my glass, so I got out my car and drop kicked the ass. I checked out my window, everything was cool. She was lucky I was nice and I didn't act a fool. jerk. Got out my car, pressed the clips so the alarm would chirp. After that we made our way. I tried not to fall, couldn't walk a straight line if they let me crawl. Got to the door and what spots my eye? My homeboy Mr. Prince and he's smoking some ties. So I stumbled his way and said, hey, pass the J. I took a hit, I took a hit from a mouth spray. This girl asked me to dance, but I told her whole notes, cause she was on my dick, cause of my big girl rope. But it seems she got offended, that's splendid. Before she starts something, I'll just slap her and end it. Cause I feel like a gangster and I just don't care about a girl with fake drag, fake eyes, fake hair, fake clothes, fake nails, and all that fake jewelry. All she wanna do is tell her friends that she screwed me. Huh. I get nutty, act a fool when I want to, one up when I'm drunk, and I just might park. You take a car, your wife, keep talking your life. Down like a down and have you smoking a pipe. You know why? You know why?
Why?
What killed me? Shoot me, motherfucker!
This is Layla. You're listening to the Going Way Back Show with Money B. Classic hip hop. It's raw. It's uncut.
Tell me something.
Where the gangsters at? Where the hustlers at?
Say Compton back on top.
Now relax your mind, cause all the drinks is free. And get down with the sound of K-I-N-G and MC Ren. I bet you like where them niggas been. The back streets of Compton checking in. Original residents, I'm off Caldwell and Kemp. About a whole show from a pimp with the gangsta walk limp. I tossed up the hat by the Raiders. Now I'm crocodile and alligator. Trying to get my paper. Man, they said King T was kissed. The alcoholic funk from the licks must dip. From a lounger to the top block of Central, I'm known for packing niggas dental. Look, I'm like mental. My attitude starts to get mean. Now Ren's a nigga with a king. What we gon' sing? Some old gangsta spiritual theme. Hell no, lyrics gotta clean.
Niggas be loving them Compton niggas, put the West Coast on the map. Now every bitch nigga and they mama trying to rap. Go check the real nigga tree from the CPT. You got them niggas for life and that motherfucker King T. The villain be down with the king like Joey Simmons. Niggas in Compton to make your ass see sparks like Robin Givens. Or you can go for a ride in the truck while I'm hanging with the king while he's sitting on the throne trunk. My big dick still living khaki since day one. I got a gang of niggas shit, go and play one. My niggas still the coolest, now we making pussies hot. If you ain't from Compton, nigga gotta shake the spot. Got a big fucking pot for me to piss in. It's all the bomb shit a nigga make. Hoes listen, nigga fuck show. I don't have to be seen. You making demos, I'ma make that cream.
Watch
nigga,
the gangsta boogie. Watch the hustlers get paid. And watch all these tricks get played. Two chains from Compton, originals from back in the day. Low riders, six holes, a rack train. Watch the gangsta boogie. Watch the hustlers get paid. And watch all these tricks get played. Two chains from Compton, originals from back in the day. Low riders, six holes, a rack train.
Niggas in the streets bump my shit in parking lots while they fucking in back seats from Riverside to Watts. Me and the king, nigga ain't nothing nice. Niggas Hollywood, turning in the hoes like Heidi Fleiss. Butt naked like they hot from some sherm. Kissing goofy bitches with a mouth full of sperm. While Ren helped the king lay claim to a city. Cause niggas trying to rule sound shitty. I'm dedicating this to cop the niggas inside. Y'all can bump this when you niggas wanna ride. You niggas ain't knowing I got vaccines for whackness. Niggas close by to make your ass fade to blackness. So nigga the villain be dropping shit like this and I slide. I got my bitch the king. On my side, on my side. It shouldn't have to be like that. But it's where you're from, not where you're
another
at.
Another heartless attack, niggas, cool niggas. Locomotive on the track. Cabby boat cab by the batch. I serve it like crack.
What?
They huddle up for the double up Bombay. I do this shit all day. What's the deal? These fiends lose stressing. They think I'm from the west side with no connections. I run it in perfection. Protection be the tech nine fully. Kick rocks or get popped by the bully. The aftermath terror begins soon as I grace the throne. Don't fuck with the microphone. Leave it alone and check this 6 foot gangsta baritone spark. From Campanella down to Kelly Park. It's respected. We keep the dance flow hectic.
Here it is.
I know it's not what you expected. Loach from Hub City. Component break, maybe gets down with a brand new cop.
Watch the gangsta boogie.
Watch the hustlers get paid.
And watch all these tricks get played.
Two chains from Compton. Originals from back in the day.
Low riding, six holes and rack train.
Watch the gangsta boogie. Watch the hustlers get paid. And watch all these tricks get played.
Going Way Back Show with Money B. In the building with my co-host, Milo Fuzzy. Fuzz, what it do? Gotta give a shout out to my brother Cullen, just because. And I figured out the club for Taking It Back Tuesdays, I believe, in Pomona, California. Grand opening July 12th. That's a Tuesday. And it's at the Fox Bar and Grill, Fox Theater Bar and Grill, you know, right next to the Fox Theater in Pomona, California. And shout out to my man Icy Ice. You know, I want to jump right into this interview. Before I do, I gotta rock this joint going out to my man Big Ben. We call him Gito or Big Fitty, you know, from the Big City Show out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Mafia in the building with a Fire M's. This is Way Out There on the Going Way Back Show with Money B.
Let's give it up for the fabulous. Let's give it up for the fabulous.
All aboard the mothership, prepare to set sail. Lyrics fat swell as a killer whale. Enemies approaching, identify yourself. They're raising up the flag, backing up, they get to blast. Open fire, cannons let loose. Shut them down like the spruce goose. Captain II, they still floating. Give the order, blow they punk gas out the ocean. Got them, drink, hit the dank as they sink to the bottom. Schools of sharks circled and the sea turned all purple. Even Jacques Cousteau punk ass was scared to go. And that just goes to show to let you know as I chill again like Gilligan and the Skipper. A nigga kicking it with two hoes like Jack Tripper. Swabbing the deck, just stabbing in my cabin. Rubbed the magic lamp and out popped Aladdin like what's happening. I said, what's up? I want my rhymes to be the dopest. Alla, cadabra, hocus pocus. You think they could see me? He said, no, not really, cause the fog's in the air, plus you're way out there.
When you look up in the sky, oh me, oh my, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a goddamn shame. Till I come make it, and you best beware. You will see when he kick it that he's way out there.
My style pattern's unique, exquisite, so come visit. Exhibit A through G through Z, E, and D. Stuck your equilibrium on activate. Captivate the ear and then his eye sockets upon my pockets. I left them in suspense. Who's the tribes and crews? Competition none exists. Bitches be blowing me kisses. Others fall like missiles. Their cap was artificially flavored. My first verse, it quenched your thirst. For instance, I'm making people boogie, but yet from long distance, causing it to interfere with your hemisphere. Flee, it's a G recipe. You get your hook having fits off my shit.
When you look up in the sky, oh me, oh my, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a goddamn shame. Till I come wicked and you best beware. You will see when they kick it that he's way out there.
They wanna wipe us out, I think they hate us. Kill us with the pencils and the papers and erase us. I'm coming through your living room, boom, shakalaka boom. Shake your whole area, break your sound barrier. So wake up if you sleep, cause like a clock I talk, I'm ticking early bird. Get the worm and I stop slinging chickens, but I still be kicking facts. Black, black on black crime. Why the hell you jacking me? I don't have a damn dime. My skills kill you like a deer with my spear. When it rains, it pours, he fell from the tier off the third floor. The pieces of the puzzle, figure it out and start fucking around, and we'll be digging you out. And it's just that simple. Put the thing up to your temple, and now you got a permanent dimple. It's King T, the name, nigga, and don't get snotty. Better knock on some doors and ask somebody. So fuck that other shit and grab my hand with all your might, cause I'ma show you what that West Coast like. The flavor's unbelievable, nutritious, delicious. Nigga, when the tea get loose, it gets vicious.
When you look up in the sky, oh me, oh my, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a goddamn shame. Till I come wicked and you best beware. You will see when he kick it that he's way out there. When you look up in the sky, oh me, oh my, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a goddamn shame. Till I come wicked and you best beware. You will see when he kick it that he's way out there.
Warning, you must use Jimmy Hat condom.
Where's the hose at? 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 Where's the hoes at? Where diggy diggy diggy, where's the hoes at? I'm elastic, bendable plastic. If I ain't with you, then you need your ass kicked. Fucking bitches that smell like trout. Dumb nigga, what you thinking about? Where's the hoes at? Where's the hoes at? Get butt naked and fuck them, walk my clothes back. But if the hoes whack, take the hoes back. Street beat hooker, I ain't got no crack. Where's the hoes at? Where's the hoes at?
It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B, and I am on the line with the OG, West Coast legend, King T in the building. What it do?
Aha, what's going on, brother? My man Money B, what's up, man? I ain't seen you in years, man.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Till I bumped into you, spilled my Patron all over you at the Crush Groove thing. Sorry about that, brother.
Oh, that's all good. You know, we gonna get another drink before it's all over with. That don't
for
stop.
Sure.
What was your, if you can remember, what was your first hip hop influence, and name some of the artists that influenced you coming up?
Oh wow, it's a lot of them. I mean, of course, you know, Curtis Blow. If you want to go back into it, like that deep into it, Curtis Blow was one of the first. Then, you know, of course, LL Cool J. Then it went into more like, you know, the Juice Crew cats, you know what I'm saying? Big Daddy Kane, Cool G Rap, all them, Craig G. You know, them was like the first influences, you know, along with Ice-T and, you know, a couple of, you know, Too Short and thing. You know, it was a mixture, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's how I formulated my style a little bit. But, you know, there was some of the cats right there.
Okay, and I'm going to jump a little forward, but because we're talking about influences, you know, I've heard and I've read that you actually influenced Biggie a lot. Like, what's up with that? I don't know. I'm reading it. So what is any truth to that? And what do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. You know. Of course, my man is resting in peace, and we could never know. But I mean, me and Big was cool, and we hung out, and I talked to Puff, and he said, yeah, Big used to listen to you a lot, and he got a lot, you know, he got some influence from you and all that, you know. And that was like a wow to me. I'm like, for real? Because, you know, Biggie, you know, I kind of caught myself really getting, you know, sounding like him on a couple of records, you know what I'm saying? But I guess, I don't know, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe because y'all both was black as motherfuckers.
Yeah, for real though.
It's all good. Well,
black,
you know,
and ashy.
Yeah, black ashy in the mouth. All right, so me, myself personally, I always remember, you know, back in the day, we used to buy records, and, you know, in the beginning, you kind of like, when you go to a record store, you just look at the label, and if it was a label that you knew, like Unknown Records or Profile,
right,
or whatever, you just,
right,
you pick the shit up and you rock with it. So I just remember I bought your first single, you know, Payback's a Mother, and
right,
Bring a Gun. And, you know, I always tell people, like, Bring a Gun was the first time I ever heard somebody say Compton. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
wow.
You, yeah, it was. And I actually have, you know, one of my fondest memories, and I don't even know if you remember this. You and Mixmaster Spade performed at the Scottish Rite Temple in Oakland. And I think Too Short, he was just coming up. He opened,
yeah,
for y'all.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then you was on stage, you were drinking a Cisco. The original Cisco.
Yeah.
And you was tripping because you was like, why y'all let this nigga call y'all a bitch?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, man. That was one of them shows. And I mean, we were just starting out kind of. And I remember Oakland was like, they was throwing money at us, pennies, all,
yeah,
kind of shit on the stage. And, you know, me and Too Short ended up becoming real cool after that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up.
Hey, Show, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Just sitting up here, man, drinking on this big Hennessy. What's happening with you?
Over here smoking on this big weed, my big joint sitting on 20.
Yeah, yeah. If they can't hang with the big boys, they need to stay off the turf, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. I feel the same way, man. Put it down like this.
Me and the players roll tight. Sleep all day and play nights. Blowing 20 G's with ease at big fights. Keeping claps on the crap table. I'll be running them. Man, I got problems, but cash ain't one of them. I stomp out in trucks with humps that bump blocks. Flossing in the bay with shorting big chop. Wondering what else could a nigga go by? What other bitch could we toss up and get high? Niggas might lie, but I'm a player by nature. Work a whole group for the paper. So haters fill the vapors. Yeah, take a hit from the bomb.
Climbing.
I brought a whole pound, stay calm.
Bionic.
East Oak Town and Comp Town. Fuck getting down, we vets, we been down. And fuck anyone who thought my shit was for punks. Like Richie Rich said, you don't want no funk.
I'm from the Golden State, California, I ain't. You think you already know what I wanna say? Bitch, recognize game when you're calling a pimp. You see, this shit don't end, so I'm balling again. That's what I got my Benz and the Lexus for. You know a nigga like the fuck, bring some extra hoes. If you think it, California living is fake. It's some real ass niggas in this big ass state. I took a 4-hour drive up Interstate 5. Did 100 miles an hour with a bitch on my side. I wasn't tripping on shit till I blew my woofers. Riding back to Oakland with two fine hookers.
Big boys with big dicks and big wheels. Big bank accounts, big cribs on big hills.
Living like fans for the 9 seasons.
Macadelic King T.
With your nigga 2 G's.
Ain't nothing but G's and pimps in this pile. Choking on the bud. Drinking crystal, big boys with big hats, big cigars with
super nigga.
Soup, soup, my nigga.
Up in the sky.
Super nigga.
Soup, soup, my nigga.
It's the P-double-O-H in the sky. I don't need a cape cause I'm already fly. Like a skydiver, a nigga got dragged like a race car driver. Plus, Iva, spit saliva, liver than MacGyver. Talk more bitches than a drunk driver. Faster than a crackhead, more powerful than a loco. When I got you in a chokehold, I'm here to rid the city of the whack-ass groups. Them whack-ass lyrics with them whack-ass loops. They faking like gangsters, turn into a kryptonite. They don't face me cause we can still fight. But look, it's all about coming up, 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 up and away without bumming. But a nigga don't need no Wonder Woman. I wonder who she been shucking and jiving and fucking. Or some bitch named Lois, cause the hoe is the lowest. And she's whiter than snow is. I think I'll fly back to the hood. Kick it with the homies where you know it's all good. I'll be the first superhero with a strap. I know I'm all that.
It's a crow, it's a bat, no it's super nigga.
Super nigga boogeyman is out to make a killing. So fuck wasting time leaping over tall buildings. Cause I can get loose like fluid, like diarrhea. I can run right through it. I see through walls, especially at the malls. Ladies dressing rooms is where my duty calls. A lot of super niggas be tricking their powers, giving hoes money and flying them flowers.
But can you think of one thing you ever gave a
hoe? No, cause we super niggas, not Captain Save-A-Ho. So back on up, look, I'll catch your ass, I'm quick. And let your ass know we the wrong super niggas to be fucking with. I flash like lightning, powerful as bombs. I fly back 20 years ago and fucked your moms. And now it's 94, ain't shit changed. But now you call me daddy when you call my name. Cause you's a silly mortal, you ain't down for combat. I'm a super nigga, and you an Uncle Tom cat. When I'm rolling through the hood, they wonder is he the nephew of Aunt Kizzy or Dizzy Gillespie. And the rest be like, that's the guy, the super, the fat track mooper. So whack MCs, come step to these nuts and get your crews cut below half. Nigga, do the math, I'm the M-A-N main. I got a fly bitch with an invisible plane. Me and her be doing some X-rated shit. When I get the skins in the cockpit, she be calling everything from mommy to Jesus. Just ask the homies, cause them niggas can see us. Cause them super niggas too, from the crew. So please stay tuned for more adventures of a super nigga.
Super nigga.
Up in the sky.
Super nigga.
Super nigga.
Up in the sky.
Super nigga.
Super nigga.
Up in the sky.
Super nigga.
Super nigga.
Mr. Insane King T, motherfuckers from the boondocks. I bust their drunken style on the corner with my boombox. I'm better than the Madison made of Biscaloo. Retarded, but let me show you what this could do. Create fright, niggas scared to touch the mic. I shock them, amazed cause the wino rocked them. The best shot to like really catch wreck on the scene. OG from the alcoholic team, I just scream. Let my backbone slip, gotta get it on. Then take another sip, make it hit. I'm feeling MCs won't forget. Bust crazy rounds, then load another clip.
like R. Kelly. Mama, I ain't telling me no, but fuck that, I kick the ill flow. And deep down I know niggas is jail, cause I'm pulling all the hoes and dickin' them swell. But hey, cut the crap, cause like herpes I'm back to give you what you want. I don't wanna skip rap with the bow, but I bite the wicked with the liquid. I'm wild like a winner with the lotto ticket, but kick it. You could grab a comb and try to pick it. The nappy head sound coming from the underground. No shit, it's the great, the man with the strap. I know I'm all that.
It's a crow, it's a bat, no it.
I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just like, it was unusual to me, because actually hearing a West Coast artist rock over, like, you know, like a sample James Brown beat, it was different
at the time.
And I was like, man, you know, and, you know, of course, we have a lot of history in this before I met you, but I was like, damn, I became a fan instantly. So I was like, this cat got skills. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think it was, like I said, because when you ask me about the influence, a lot of the influence, especially with me and Pooh, was like a lot of East Coast artists in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was really about that boom back to us. We didn't really, you know, like everybody else was going for the 808 sound and the kind of electronic sound. But we tried, you know, to, you know, really take it, you know, to the hip hop backpack type, you know what I'm saying, and give you that boom bap with Payback some mother. It was just boom bap, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and the coolest was like the meter sample and all that. But you know, and we tried to, you know, even though we was in the streets on the West Coast, and we weren't really trying to portray the gangster in the beginning, we just fell into it. It was inevitable, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you can't keep it down when it's there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you know, as I mentioned before, you know what I'm saying, you and Mixmaster Spade used to rock out like that, you know, rest in peace. Briefly, tell us what Spade was like and what he brought to the game and how he influenced you.
Mixmaster Spade was basically a DJ, one of the top DJs back in the day, you know, and he held from Compton, you know what I'm saying? He was the biggest Compton DJ, and he had the mixtapes, selling the mixtapes like crazy, you know what I'm saying? This was like real mixtape, you know, type thing, you know what I'm saying? And he was, and that's kind of how I came into, you know, how I was put on the Compton and all that. It was through Mixmaster Spade. He bought me the Compton, you know, and you know, he was in the first joint. I think he did was with Toddy T back in the day, called Just Say No, and it was a real popular record, you know, on out here in LA and, you know, in this region. But you know, he was the dude, you know, he was, everybody loved him, and he was our. But back then, he was our Nate Dogg, too, because he was, like, one of the first cats that was, like, singing, you know, the sing rap type thing, you know what I'm saying? The melody, you know, he used to sing when he was rocking the parties, and people used to love that shit, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a shame that he's gone, because he really never got to do his thing like he wanted to.
Record breakers, baby.
They live on the street and they hustle for fame. Some kill for a living, some sling cocaine, because it's now a lifestyle and a full-time job. And if you live in Compton, it's like a macabre. From block to block, everybody is bad. And if you don't know where you're at, then your life's been had. Because they walk in the street with intentions to meet some sappy looking punk with Vila on his feet. And if you try to act tough, well, Mr. Tough, you'll think, because everybody's a family. If not, they're a crew. I'm here to give some advice. Advice.
Yes!
If you're ever in Compton, you better bring a gun. Gun. Yo, ain't come on home with Mixmaster Spade, man. What's up, man? Hey, man, ain't you from Compton, man?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man, tell him what's up, man. What you used to do?
I used to cut up the beat on a 2-turntable. Now I'm rapping on the mic, cause I'm willing and able. If when I'm on the mic, I take no slack, and every time they can see me, I'm in a gap. I got 38s and 22s. You mess with me, I'm gonna bust on you. I got a 357 and an M16. They call me Master Spade and DC King. Now I'm copping in the city where the homeboys stay. Rolling in a different car every day. Can't roll too hard, gotta watch my back.
I thought I just might get jacked. Now Compton is a city of a lot of fun.
Can walk down the street. Can walk down the street. Can walk down the street without my gun.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Baby D from JJ Fad on the Going Way Back show with Money D. My nigga.
You know, of course, also, I don't know, you started the Liquid Crew, right?
Yeah, like a co-founder.
So how did the Liquid Crew come together? You know, how did all you guys, being from, you know, Ohio and Albuquerque, and how did y'all come together?
Well, E-Swift was my DJ, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was just friends, you know what I'm saying? J-Ron was like my hype man when I go on a roll and shit like that. And E-Swift, one of his best friends, it was from Ohio, Catastrophe. So we just sitting around at the apartment one day, like, we just should do create a group called the Alcoholics. You know, trying to come up with something crazy, and, you know, and it was really like just on some party shit, you know what I'm saying, doing crazy shit and just party shit to get out the gangster element and all that type of shit, because we like getting fucked up and going and messing with girls and all that more than anything, instead of running around shooting and killing and gangbanging and shit more. We'd rather go party and shit. So we came up with that, and it just took off, you know what I'm saying? Started recording shit, and Steve Rifkin heard it and was like, he fanked it right up, the Alcoholics. And from there, the Liquid Crew formed because everybody wanted to be down with it, you know what I'm saying? And you know, Exhibit came, and, you know, he was like one of the hottest little MCs out here on the West, tearing motherfuckers down on the radio, on a wake-up show, and all that. We got to get that kid right there. And that's how it was. You know, and then came the Far Ahead Rule, and then, you know, the Barbershop MCs. It just kept blossoming, you know, and it's still here, you know what I'm saying? We're still trying to put it down.
Phil the Ag was down with y'all too, right?
Phil the Agony, yeah. Most of Strong Arm Steady, they was all down with that. You know, they're part of the Liquid family, so... You know, it's a lot. It's too many to name.
Right, it's still going strong.
Right. You know, everybody is blossoming out and kind of doing it, started their own groups and things like that, and doing their thing. But it's all for the liquid foundation. You know,
I mean, that has to make you proud knowing that you were the rock for something that blossomed out, and everybody got on in their own way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, I've been blessed to still be around and see it and still trying to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? And I get a lot of help and pushed and you know, from all my partners, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing.
I make this shit look easy, nigga. You know? Yeah. Look. I make this rap shit look easy, so fuck a rocket scientist. Just tables and a mic and Tasha, rock them old appliances. Alliances is forming, California swarming. The West Coast is back, so it's finally dawning on them. The West Coast ain't went nowhere but up the street to get a half ounce of kush, a couple bitches in the heat. Freaky Reeky beat the system, cause my style is extra popular. Your girl think it's sexy when I'm drinking beer on top of her. Crazy as a baby, but the grown catastrophe get it. J-Ro and King T, we represent the click liquid. I would fix it if it broke, but we far from broke, homie. But a loss, so the cops can't plant no coke on me. Only way to stop catastrophes, jump out the bushes or snipe me through a window while I put away my dishes. But that'll never happen, I'ma dine at this rapping. You won't make it to your car before them straps start to clapping.
You know how we get down.
Kick it over here.
We show no fear, that's how we
kick it over here.
You might wanna visit and
kick it over here.
But then you disappear, cause it's
still over here.
That's just how we do it round here. You might wanna show up and
kick it over here.
West Coast about to blow up. You scared, call the cops. Oh, hell, Richard Fruit.
I drove in with a few rowdy friends. New body bends, King Jaffe ends. My rims don't spin. I'm the type of nigga had it popping in a pen. You the type of nigga I was socking in the chin. But look, I bought the bar then, yak and gin. Grandma, yay, nigga mixed with hen. The king ain't tripping cause I just don't grin. My crew ain't snitching, dog, they just don't bend. So don't stress. stress. Doja, straight to the chest. Now hold it, get loaded. I'm the bomb, young stunner. That old, new, old school dude. 88, finna act a fool. And your boy been ballin'. Nigga been brawlin'. Nigga been haulin'. Nigga been laudin'. Terrorized set by section. The licks will make a killin'. They mention King T's in the building.
You know how we get down.
Kick it over here.
We show no fear, that's how we
kick it over here.
You might wanna visit it.
Kick it over here.
But then you disappear, cause it's
still over here.
Yeah, that's just how we do it round here. You might wanna show up and
kick it over here.
West Coast about to blow up. You scared, call the cops. All hell breaks loose when we.
I'ma bust it off like this for Compton. Yo!
Sup?
Yo, what's that? What's that? East Swift. You cut the records nice, boy. DJ Pooh, what's up, man? We all chilling. Yo, yo, J Rose in the house. We all cold, cooling out, you know what I'm saying? And I'ma bust it off like this for Compton. The goose sprung up, coming the fuck up. I came in a place to let you know what's up. With a bunch of drunk jewelry, two or three fat gold chains, ring plates with my name on them.
You know, I remember your song, the remix to Play At Your Own Risk, which was the theme song for Rap City for a while, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because I was like, wait a minute, I know that song.
No, I think we just had a very good relationship. Like when Rap City first started with BET and all that, we had a real good relationship with them. And my manager at the time was George Hinojosa, Ice-T, and all them, Rhyme Syndicate management. They hooked it up, you know what I'm saying? So, where I got paid, too. Like, it was crazy. And that shit ran for a long time.
Yeah, that was my question. I was like, did you get paid?
Hell yeah, man. my first Benz.
Oh, yeah? Off Rap City.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's like, that's my favorite show.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah, but that was a blessing, though, man. For real. And that was a remix done by Marley Marl off the East Coast. You know, one of my favorite producers, and all, it was a blessing to work with him.
Okay. One of my favorite songs that you did, and one that I actually play on the show all the time, is Play Like a Piano with Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Now, give me the story of how that song came together.
Cube's my man, you know what I'm saying? At the time, DJ Pooh, was the producer of all my records back then, and at that time, he was beginning to work with Ice Cube, too. So, it just fell all in place, you know what I'm saying? And It was just like a family, man, and we used to work, like, it used to be the studio called Echo Sound,
right?
And they had like two rooms, and when we was in one room, Q was in the other, like every day, you know what I'm saying? We done a lot of songs together that you ain't never heard, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it just fell all into place, man. We was all family, you know, street knowledge and liquid and all that, you know, still to this day, you know what I'm saying? It just happened like that. To where we was doing St. Ives commercials and all together and crazy shit. Crazy.
King T's drunk again. Yo, check this out. I wanna dedicate this song to all them motherfuckers out there perpetrating. Wait, rewind,
watch out, King T, man, what is this, man, what is this?
Some cool shit for the King's anthology. And when I'm done, don't expect no apology. Stupid motherfuckers should've stepped when I warned them. I'm from the boondocks of Compton, California. I'm just anxious to whoop some ass. I went to high school, but I flunked every class. So what makes you think I give a fuck about respect? I put your bitch in check, and I bet you won't run up. Son of a punk and a bitch too. I should've did a drive-by on you and your crew. Cause y'all be popping some shit that's unheard of. For you, what's the word of?
Whack.
It's murder, son. When I be crushing your hood with a passion. And I ain't talking that Action Jackson. When I come, you better run for ammo. I'll get played like a fucking piano. And yo, we got my homeboy Ice Cube in the house from the motherfucking Lynch Mob.
What's up, nigga?
And yo, Ice Cube, I heard you singing now, man. What's up? Yo.
Don't rate me, but I don't sing, motherfucker. I kick shit with the king, motherfucker. Ice Cube will clock the cash, rock the mass. And if you run up, I'll suck it. And watch that eye get swollen.
Bad eyes.
Cause I'm playing punk niggas like Beethoven. So bust a cap or swing and die. Fuck you, Brenner, it's still the king and I.
That's me.
Cause where I'm from, the sun don't shine. So one time, hope I only bust one rhyme. But I bust one more for the suckers. Last year I was ruthless, now I'm lynching, motherfucker. And you'll see in a tree, MCs and crews. Now they looking for me, King T and Pooh. Now every nigga that crossed me, soprano. Cause I played their ass like a fucking piano.
Check this out, we got my homeboy Breeze in the motherfucking house from the L.A. Posse, and he got some shit to holler. Come on, man, bust this shit. Well, I'ma take the mic like it was a jack move. Run with the beat as long as the track moves. Hot ass lava organized like a seminar. Serve you, your crew, him, and them enough. Couple of rap saps who think they could get, but you slipped in shit, so nitwit, just get the nuts. Killing your high hopes, watching your right nose, better walk a chalk line. Now fuck it, a tightrope. Rap slicker, thicker, quicker than others, then I stop swift. Shift from first to fifth while you stop the shoplift. Take the mic stand whenever the duty calls. If I bust enough for every rhyme I had, I get booed for. Serious a drama, I'ma watch and say me too. You're shorter than me, shoot. Your rhymes are see-through. You're nothing like GQ, transparent. I made it apparent. I made a wax and tax the incoherent. Cause B-R-E-E-Z-E will easily remain to be a top MC. When you see me, I wear a beanie and not a Kango. Now you got played like a fucking piano.
Yo, this is the 45 King and I'm on the Going Way Back show. Money B. Check them out.
Action. Yeah.
Now step up to the King T's beer stand and let me know what beer is grand. No, wait, I got somebody that might convince you. Hold up, wait.
Once again this zone, I'm going out the front door. Ice Cube in the glass house, headed for the stove to get a beer that's better than the rest. The ST period, IDE to the S. And it'll put hair on your chest in the black can. So once you grab a six pack and get your girl in the mood quicker. Get your Jimmy thicker with St. Ives malt liquor.
So when you get a 40, roll to the spot. Hug and kiss your girl and screw the cap off the top. And get a taste of the beer that makes you tingle. And just remember that jingle.
Here's something that's sweeping the nation by surprise. It's that fabulous morning girl across the night.
One other thing that always stood out to me is your album covers. They always depicted some picture or story. You know, it was gangster, but it was like gangster art to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it was
right.
almost like, even though it was just a picture, it was almost seemed like the action was actually happening.
Right.
Were those?
It had a lot to do with the photographer at the time, especially my first three album covers with Capitol Records.
Right.
His name was Glenn Friedman. He's worked with everybody. He's done, you know, Run DMC first album covers and Beastie Boys and all that. And it was mainly him. I have to give him the credit for creating, you know, that look and everything, because a lot of people love them pictures and how they came out. You know, and actually got at me, like, trying to get still so they could create, you know, the posters and all that, because he even Glenn came out with a book too, and they were featured in his book too. So yeah, we was happy about them pictures. Turned out to be real classic.
Yeah, they were very, very powerful, to say the least. Okay, now let's step it up and bring it forward. First generation. Tell us about that, the members and exactly what it is.
The First Generation Project is something Chill from Compton's Most Wanted. His idea, him and Gangsta from the Comrades. And everybody that's in the group, pretty much, we've been working together, you know, helping each other out, producing each other for the last 3 or 4 years, trying to get back out on the scene. And we just said, fuck it, let's just do a group, like a little West Coast gangster group, and do it to the fullest. So it turned out to be me, Chill, and Eight from Compton's Most Wanted, Gangster from the Comrades, J.O. Felony, and Corrupt. And we bought in Sir Jinx, you know, to DJ and mix and produce. So it's going to be something. What we're trying to do with it is just bring that feel back, the N.W.A. feel, the Eazy-E feel, old Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, that type of feel back, because we miss it so much. It's a lot of things going on. We love what the young cast is doing these days, and, you know, with the Jerkin and Eric the Dougie and all that type of shit, but we love it. We just want to remind people of where a lot of this stuff originated at, you know, from the bandanas and the cars and the girls and all that. You know, it came from us, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm talking about us, you too, Money B, and all, you know what I'm saying? That came from the West, you know what I'm saying? And we're trying to represent that, you know, with First Generation. This is the first generation of West Coast gangsterism. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically it. And we're going to tear the streets up. We're trying to get out of here, get on the road, and just bring that old feeling back. I guess, you know, just some old school cats, you know, getting together and trying to get out on the road and have some fun, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all the way with it. You know, and at the show the other day, yeah, Battle Cat with you as well. And, you know, I got to check.
Yeah, I forgot about Cat. That nigga don't kill you. I forgot.
Yeah,
you know,
I was about to say, goddamn. Don't forget about Battle Cat. He going to shoot somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Battle Cat was just brought in, you know, to help on the production too, and DJ as well. And kind of bringing a more spiritual side to the group too, because, you know, we kind of get crazy at times where we're going too far and doing too much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we want to keep it leveled out, you know, where we could, you know, we don't want to, you know, we just want to, we want it to be real. We don't want it to be something that, you know, all these niggas just killing niggas, and, you know what I'm saying? We just want people to hear us and remember us, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was there, I asked Cat, can I get an application or something? You know, I'm trying to get down.
Yeah. You already in, man. You already in. You're there. The first generation, baby.
That's what's up.
Check this out. Hey, I knew this nigga named Johnny Walker. A night stalker. A big shit talker. Even though he like
drink a lot of vodka. He was from Tennessee, sprung off Hennessy, making enemies fast. In L.A. and they didn't play. He got into a tangle with Ray. He had on too much gray. Ray had a strawberry sister named Dacry. Johnny politely walked ass behind the factory. Now all four uncles, E and J, wanna talk. See, Martini and Rossi had to get the niggas off him. He got Jack for his dangers, in other words. He caught the night train and blasted the Thunderbird with a pistol. Him and Cisco couldn't stand him, cause he caught him licking brandy off his sister named Candy. At this point, he had more bad luck than a trash truck. He lost his girl Remy Smith's last bunker. Remy caught him shooting game and he lame. So now flowers and champagne don't mean a damn thing. Remy ended up running off with Martin. He was wanted for arson, for starting fires in Carson. So Johnny hired a gun named Rum and paid him $151, and the job got done with a 38 straight to the face. He caught him in a six pack and got their ass back. Up close he made a post and broke all their glasses. Built them and Rum threatened their families with matches. He felt they needed more men just like Jen, so he packed his strap and started claiming silver satin. From then on in, anybody caught bailing down Seagram 7 was bound to get sweated. Except Bartles and James, cause they was cool. He knew them from school and they didn't bang and made moves. Turns out he never reached the top. They found his ass at the beach on the rocks.
If anybody wants to get in touch with King T or know more about First Generation, you have any websites, social networking?
Yeah, they could catch me on Twitter. I'm at the Twitter www.twitter.com/KINGTLA King Tila, and I got a Facebook, same thing, Facebook/KINGTLA. They could hit me on the email, KINGTLA@gmail.com, And then, we coming out First Generation. We hitting the magazines. We hitting the road. We gonna do like a little House of Blues tour and all that type of shit. So coming to a town near you in a sec.
That's what it do. King T, you are my nigga. So I want to thank you for stopping through and hanging out with your boy.
Anytime, bro.
There it is, King T on the Going Way Back show with Money B. And as you've guessed, my time is just about up. But before I get out of here, I gotta let everybody know, please hit me up for requests, shout outs and comments. Area code 812-252-4927. Follow your boy on Twitter at MoneyB69, at Going Way Back Show, at Mask Hip Hop, and at the KNN Music. Sign up for the email list, moneyb.fanbridge.com. I'm on Facebook. The fan pages are Going Way Back Show, the KNN, and Mask. As always, follow the podcast or listen to the podcast, moneyb69.podomatic.com. And of course, I have to remind you, GoingWayBackShow.com will be up and running very, very soon. Stay tuned, because I will be giving you all the information for the upcoming clubs and show dates that I have. Just check with your man. Stay with me. Shouts out Scotty Knox, Mark on the entire KNN, Mike C, I see ya. A is back as always. Funky D, WholeTupacNation.net, and everybody out there, man. Be easy, people. This is the Going Way Back Show with Money B. I'm out.
It's the Going Way Back Show with Money B. Classic hip-hop, raw and uncut.